USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's acting White House chief of staff is defending the president's criticism against Democratic Representative Elijah Cummings. The president called him a bully towards Border Patrol agents and called his district in Baltimore a rat and rodent infested mess where no one would want to live. Mick Mulvaney on CBS's Face the Nation.
I think Maryland is the richest state on a per capita or per household basis in the nation, yet they have real abject poverty in Baltimore. I think the president wants folks to know that, look, instead of dealing with those issues, Mr. Cummings is spending all of his time on this impeachment inquiry, which is we all know is going nowhere.
Democrats say the president's tweets are racist. Presidential candidate Bill de Blasio on ABC's This Week.
This president is trying to distract people from the larger reality of this country.
This is USA Radio News.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
There's an emergency meeting in Vienna to try to salvage the Iranian nuclear deal, also known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the JCPOA. Senior Iranian negotiator Abbas Sirakshi.
The atmosphere was constructive and the discussions were good. I cannot say that we resolved everything, but I can say that there are lots of commitments to the JCPOA and its survival.
President Trump made the choice to pull out of the deal last May. A large neighborhood gathering was the scene of a mass shooting in Brooklyn, New York. 12 people were shot. A 38-year-old man was killed. This man witnessed the shooting.
What hurts me most is to see the old people that couldn't run, that was, you know, caught stagnant, and the little kids screaming.
So far, no one has been arrested in the shooting. A New York City police officer committed suicide this weekend. The death marks the fifth suicide of a department officer this summer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A 2-year-old child is missing after his parents were involved in an apparent murder-suicide in Montana. The couple, Daniel Salcido and Hannah Janiak, were first reported missing from Medford, Oregon on June 11th when Hannah was to report to jail. The couple fled to Montana with their son, Aiden. The Kalispell Police Department pulled them over, and when they discovered their identities were fake, the couple sped away. After a pursuit, officers spiked the car tires, and when they approached the disabled vehicle, they both were found shot dead. The 2-year-old boy wasn't with them. Investigators are greatly concerned for Aiden's welfare and are asking for the public's help in locating him safely. The FBI is assisting with the case. A former Red Sox slugger has been released from the hospital. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Outside Boston's Fenway Park, fans were thrilled at the news that their beloved David Ortiz had been released from a hospital and was now recovering at home after being shot at a bar in the Dominican Republic over 6 weeks ago.
It could have ended so differently, and it's so good that it ended this way.
He's done so much for Boston, and he embraces Boston, and we embrace him.
While happy at the news, this Ortiz fan also expressed some continued concern.
But he's in there a long time. He's had, you know, several operations. No one's hearing directly from him at all, even now, still.
A family spokesman says Ortiz is being assisted by full-time nurses and will continue to undergo rehabilitation. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.